I think Johnson grass is the most often named. Mm-hmm. How about a large expanse? You would say cotton grows in a big area.
Field.
Mm-hmm. What if it were smaller? You might say a tobacco
patch.
Mm-hmm. Is that what patch means, a small field?
Mm-hmm.
Anything smaller than a patch?
Just a row. Little.
Well, if it was just a place where you might plant a few vegetables, you might have a vegetable.
Then it'd still be a patch.
Even if it were in the city, just out in your backyard, a vegetable?
Garden.
Okay. Then what kinds of fences might one have around a house?
Around a house?
Mm-hmm. Wooden fences.
Picket, rail, and the rail is split.
Mm-hmm.
Split rail fence.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever hear paling?
Mm-hmm. What is that?
I'm not sure. What does a picket fence look like?
Picket fence is stakes
mm-hmm.
with points.
Mm-hmm.
Narrow stakes with points joined.
Mm-hmm. And they're vertical?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then a rail fence is what?
It's just split logs stacked and they zigzag.
Okay. Then how about a kind of fence made of wire?
What kind of wire? Chicken wire? Hog wire?
Yes, those. And also the kind with the little points on it?
Barbed wire.
Mm-hmm. Any others?
Chicken wire, barbed wire, hog wire. I can't think of any others.
When you're setting up a barbed wire fence, you would say, I have to dig holes for the...
Post.
Was that one post?
Post right. Holes.
All right, if you had one post, you would have two? Just the plural.
Posts.
Okay. Then what would you call a fence or a wall made of loose stone or rock?
Rock fence.
Did you have those?
I've seen them. Not a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And they were all very short.
Mm. Well, they wouldn't keep anything out then, really. Mm-hmm. It's just to mark
really.
Boundaries.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Do you know if you wanted to make your hen start laying, what you would put in her nest to fool her?
I don't know of anything. I could guess another egg.
Okay. And I suppose this were not a real egg, but it were an artificial egg made out of the same material that your best dishes might be made of. You'd call it a...
China?
China what?
China egg.
Good.
Is that true?
Yes. Yes, it is. And some people use a white doorknob instead of a china egg. But okay, what would you carry water in?
Bucket.
All right. What would that be made of?
Tin.
All right. Anything else? At the well, it might be? Was it still a tin bucket?
As far back as I can remember.
Okay. How about something to carry milk in?
Bucket.
Is it the same?
Mm-hmm.
Would you even use the same bucket?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. How about what you'd carry food to the hogs in?
That's a slop bucket.
Yeah. Okay.
And it's always 5 gallons.
Is it?
Uh-huh.
I didn't know that. Why?
Just holds a lot of slop.
Okay. To slop a lot of hogs.
Uh-huh.
And what do you fry eggs in?
Fryer. Frying pan.
All right. Would you call that anything else?
Skillet.
Which would you more normally say at home?
Frying pan.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever see one that had legs on it? Might be used for cooking in a fireplace.
Seems like I've seen them in antique stores.
They are very old.
Yeah. I've not seen any. I don't remember seeing any when I was a kid.
Did you ever see a big black thing that was kept out in the backyard to boil clothes
pot,
in?
Wash pot.
Mm-hmm. Did you have one?
Mm-hmm.
Did you use it?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Ah. How about a thing that you boil the water for tea on the stove?
Kettle.
Mm-hmm. All right, then what would you call a container where you would put what you would put flowers in when you cut them in the house?
Vase.
And how about, well, what?
Well, the kettle was a teapot also.